You're listening to BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
It's eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where the hosts wait for your calls as if it were the only thing going for them. And it is. Change their lives. Call now. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by BubbleFast, family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. We're awaiting your call at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630. Give us a call.
Annie Betsy wants everyone to know that she is moderating the chat board today, but that she's in the Caribbean and every now and then her internet goes out.
All right.
We feel so bad for her.
Yeah, my I have the world's smallest violin right here, so I'll play a tune.
Poor Betsy. Yeah. Oh, God. Working through her vacation, like the rest of us, but, you know, she's quite a woman. So anyway, if anyone knows why all of a sudden my lines around all of my search boxes on eBay went away and all my other search, please let me know. It may have something to do with Java or something. I don't know. But it's driving me nuts because I have to hover around to find everything. I know Griff doesn't give a crap, but...
Sorry, what are you saying?
I do, and maybe someone listening will take pity on me.
Pity for what?
So it's just wrong? All the lines are missing around all my search boxes. And any box, as a matter of fact, when I reply on the chat board, the lines around the box are missing. When I go to do a search on eBay, the lines around the search box are missing.
Yeah, something wrong with you.
Okay.
That's your problem.
Dairy in Bowie, Maryland, known on eBay as Dairy Queen 2. We know this person. This person sends emails and stuff, but aren't you a first-time caller, Dairy?
Hi, yes I am. I'm at home today. I'm not at work, so I'm able to talk on the phone.
Oh, I'm so excited. Thank you very much. What's your question or comment?
All right, so I think earlier this week, Griff talked about a box where we could make an on our listing where we could add the cost of goods in it when we were listing. And I followed along. I replayed the message, but I didn't see what he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So I was trying to get some help on that.
All right. So
and the second thing is, I will be attending the eBay Radio Conference in June. But I'm very excited. I'm a new seller to eBay, and it might be my first time to Vegas. So I decided to bring my husband and my daughter, and we'll go to the Grand Canyon and hang out. But I was wondering if there were other eBay sellers who are attending, who bring their families, and if there are any organized groups or outings or anything like that for
families. You know what we can do? We can let us get our thinking caps on, our team here, and we'll come up with a way to either have a board that people can list, hey, let's go to the amusement park, or let's go here or there.
Yeah, to connect.
We'd be happy to do that. That's a really good idea. Generally speaking, people don't bring their kids to Vegas, generally.
Yeah.
How old?
Don't make me feel guilty. I was already debating.
Hey, my grandkids have been coming for years. Don't feel guilty, all right? But how old is your daughter?
She'll be 12.
Oh, that's perfect age.
She's a good tweeny age.
Oh, yeah. And there's lots of stuff, lots of rides and all kinds of stuff. They've tried to make it as family friendly as they possibly can. But that's a good idea, Dairy. We will get something together so you guys can connect. So your first question to Griff was about what he talked about the other day about cost of goods.
Yes, and so I was confused because he talked about going to the sold page, and I clicked on the record item, and I see that whole, you know, the whole layout, but I didn't see anywhere to capture the cost of the goods, either in the listing part, which I'm doing now, I'm listening to you guys and listing, or on the sold. So
on the we'll start with the sold view, or where it says the record number. For each of the listings, if you click the record number and scroll all the way down the page, at the bottom, there's something called miscellaneous notes.
Oh, yes. Okay, I see that.
And one of the spaces is your cost per item.
Now, that I don't see. I see notes to yourself, but that's it. Just notes to yourself. Your buyer won't will not be shown to buyer. So I can just type in the notes.
You don't see something called miscellaneous notes?
I do, yes.
And it says will not be shown.
Notes to yourself. That's it, though.
Notes to yourself. You don't see a box over that that says your cost per item.
Mm-mm.
Are you subscribed to an eBay store?
I am.
Do you have selling?
I don't have Selling Manager Pro, though.
That may
is
be
that
the issue.
Is that the difference?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the case.
Yeah, I have a store, but I don't have Selling Manager Pro. Okay, so that's the difference. Okay.
Let me look here for a minute. What happens?
I don't see anything in the my listing template or the listing form either. But I guess for the same reason.
Yeah, you need to have Selling Manager Pro.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, well, that answers that. And I have one easy question. Can you still be a top-rated plus seller as I am today, but I got my first negative feedback, which I don't think is true, but that's another story. He says it was a pair of binoculars that went to Israel, and he claims there was paint on the lens, which, you know, is ridiculous. The first thing I would do with binoculars is look through them. You know, there was no paint. There was nothing wrong with them. But anyway, I got a negative feedback. And so can you be a top-rated plus seller if you have a negative feedback? If you have
then
100%?
Yes.
Okay.
It's not a requirement for top-rated seller requirements, which are currently one thing and will change August 20th to reflect the new seller standards. You can have a negative feedback. You want to make sure you don't have too many.
Right.
But, yeah, you
can
negative feedback.
Well, this is my first one in the year that I've been selling, so that was at one neutral, one disappointing, one negative. I was devastated for the whole weekend, but anyway.
Oh, I'm sorry
to
hear that.
So that's it. Yeah, I'm looking forward to the conference and meeting you guys. I really relate. I think we're about the same age, Griff. All your music comments and stuff, I really relate. You have me cracking up.
Oh, so, thank you.
Yeah.
And I look forward to meeting you also.
Yes, it'll be fun.
Dairy,
and
we.
You sound like such a lady.
That's your first mistake. Never judge people by what you hear out of their mouth. Judge them by their actions.
Well, that's true. That is true.
That is true, yeah.
Thank you, Dairy. We appreciate your call.
See you in Vegas.
Vegas, baby. Remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
I'm there.
Okay.
All righty. Take care.
Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Our phone number is 888-RADIO-30. Before we go to Cindy in San Diego, I wanted to say, Griff, perfectly okay to bring your kids to Las Vegas.
Yeah.
There are things for them to do.
Sure. Well, some of the hotels have like special fun classes for kids. Like for young girls, they have, you know, pole dancing for 12-year-olds. And they have like smaller poles and they show them all the moves. So, you know, you get your kid ready.
They bring in the guy with the pimp hat and everything. So, you know, I mean, it's good. It's good for them.
Yeah. So there's kiddie pole dancing. There's learning how to be a dealer. So you can learn how to, you know, deal blackjack.
Take money from your friends on lunch break.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
There's work on the strip.
That's right.
That's a fun thing for
and
kids
stripping
to do.
On and, the strip. Yeah.
Well, we won't go that far. I mean, okay. I can see us getting shut down now.
But seriously, there are things. There are rides. Almost all the big hotels now have
New York has all those rides, yeah.
That's right. And a lot of them.
Big Ferris wheel is open now.
Oh, you know what that is?
What?
You know, they were building it when we were there last year.
Yeah.
And we could see it right from our window. We wondered what it was. You know, it's a pod wheel.
Yes, I knew that.
You could fit like 40-something people in each pod.
I know. It's
and have parties and stuff.
All right, parties. Okay.
We could. Cindy, San Diego, California, known on eBay as Patty Sin. Hey, Cindy, welcome back. What's your question or comment?
Well, Griff, that was sad.
What was sad?
Pole dancing.
Pole dancing for 12-year-olds? You can never start. It's great exercise. It's aerobic. It's like yoga, you know, with an appliance.
That's funny. Okay, back to serious stuff.
That wasn't serious?
And you can always use it with your own husband, you know. You can learn pole dancing.
Yeah, okay.
Got it.
12-year-olds shouldn't have husbands.
No, not yet.
That's true. Okay, when I go on vacation and I want to put my store on vacation hold, I want to only put my buy it now items on vacation hold. I don't want them to be seen because if someone buys it today, I'm not here, I can't ship it tomorrow.
Right.
But my auctions, I try to set up auctions to run while I'm away and end when I return, hopefully make a little bit of money while I'm away.
Right.
But when you put your store on vacation, and I've brought this up several times over the last couple of years, there's this annoying verbiage that goes on the auction, and it says, let me get one here. It says, the seller is currently away until the date and is not processing orders at this time. You can add this item to your watch list to purchase later. To me, when that's on an auction, that would shy me away if I was a buyer coming in and I see that, oh, well, they're not processing orders. You know, unless they're really accomplished buyers and they would think, oh, well, I can see this is going to end past the date of return. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like a mixed message.
So you have a suggestion then?
Well, my suggestion is to do some different wording. If you go in, if you're a store owner and you can choose to hide your fixed price items and then right under there it says this does not affect your auction listings.
That's right.
But it does affect, I think, to me, it does affect the auction listings just by that verbiage that's on there.
Right.
That the seller's away and not processing orders.
Mm-hmm.
I agree.
Do you think that would shy some buyers away?
Is that something you think you could take to the powers that be, Griff?
Yeah, but I can't promise that it's going to result.
I know, and I've brought it up. I've sent it in through suggestions. And
I would send that to me at griff@ebay.com so I have a record of it, and I'll forward it.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thanks, Cindy.
Bye, honey.
This segment was brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. 888-723-4060. Call us. It's Ask Griff and Lee.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Welcome to Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory.
Did you know that over 8% of retail purchases are returned to the store? Ever wonder what happens to all these products? Well, most are sold off in bulk by manufacturers and retailers for pennies on the dollar. That spells opportunity for eBay sellers. You see, retailers can't restock their shelves with returned items, so they sell them off quickly, often to large liquidation companies. Smart eBayers know this and source at least a portion of their inventory from the liquidation market. A small percent of retail return lots will be defective, but this is reflected in the deeply discounted price of the lot. Bottom line, don't turn your back on retail store returns. They could be the profit boost you're looking for.
That's Sourcing Smarter, brought to you by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. For more product sourcing ideas, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to shipping nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares and give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.
OMG!
You gotta be kidding me.
Those comments were overheard while watching people getting their yearly tax bill. At GoDaddyBookkeeping.com, we offer the No Surprises system. Each and every year, you'll get up-to-date estimated tax numbers with daily sales tax tracking, along with invoicing, time tracking, and estimates. GoDaddy's online bookkeeping offers the perfect package for eBay sellers with a tried and true eBay track record since you used to know us as Outright.com. It's a great set of smart online bookkeeping tools at a truly remarkable price, just $9.99 a month. Best of all, you can sleep easy about your tax needs because GoDaddy online bookkeeping makes it as simple as turning on your computer.
Holy moly guacamole.
To find out more about the No Surprises at Tax Season system, go to Outright.com and get started today.
You are listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where your calls and comments are the only things we care about. If the show is a failure, it's all your fault, baby, not ours. Here are the hosts, Griff and Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Put the pedal to the metal and call us toll-free at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that toll-free number is 888-723-4630.
Well, at least some people care about me.
Why? What's wrong with you now?
Well, I got a form submission
right
from Las Vegas. Hey, Lee, reboot your computer. It might fix your current disappearing lines issue. And I did, and it did.
So I told you it was your fault.
It's not my fault.
Yeah, it's your problem.
No.
It's all, it's you.
So, as we know, it should be.
It's all about you.
Alan,
it's all about you.
Oh, I watched Bye Bye Birdie again yesterday.
Oh, what a fun movie.
I love that movie. It's just, it's so...
So perky.
Tacky, but it's perky and fun. It is perky and fun. I enjoy it.
I liked it. Got a lot of living to do dance number.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes.
With Anne Margaret and those great legs.
Definitely.
And Bobby Rydell.
What not to love about Anne Margaret.
Yeah. But I remember seeing that when it first released. I was at the drive-in, and the first thing that that fascinated me with me was the opening credits, because I wasn't quite sure how was she running towards the camera and then going backwards. She was on a treadmill, of course.
Of course.
Yeah, I loved Anne Margaret. I thought she was terrific.
Without a doubt. I watched a bunch of 50s-type movies. One of them from back in 1957 called Johnny B. Good.
Oh, yeah, Johnny B. Good. Right.
Alan Freed starred in it. Yeah. Chuck Berry starred in it. I'm not talking about just...
Oh, no, I remember.
I mean, he was actually an actor in it. He played himself.
Yeah, he was getting a record deal.
He was trying to get a record deal for somebody that he had heard.
Right.
And, oh, it was just, it was fantastic.
Yeah,
it was just great to watch it all and see all that music. And
the innocent 50s.
Oh, they were fun.
Yeah, but let's not bring them back.
Making out on the beach in the drive-in.
Well, maybe you, I was six, so I don't think.
I graduated in 1960.
Let me go back and remember.
I graduated from high school in 1960. I was 17.
So I'm trying
to
remember.
That tells everybody. There you go. I'm an old lady.
What was I at 6 years old? Was I under a boardwalk getting kissed? Because if I was, it was probably not a good situation.
No, but I was.
Oh,
what
you're
a
such
time.
A trollop!
Oh my God, we loved that era.
Mm.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm. Okay, Alan from Michigan, known on eBay as AJ_VintageVariety. Wants to know, hi guys, I'm trying to switch my return policy from 14 days to 30 days.
Yes.
I can't seem to find out how I can do that, so my new listings will be updated to the 30 days. Thank you.
So what you have to do is you have to bulk edit them. And the way that you do that is you go to My eBay, and then once you're in My eBay, go to your active view on the side under selling. There's a link for active to bring up all your active listings. And then once those are up, let me get those all here. Gotta get those up here. Wait a minute. Oh, come on. Where are you guys? Once you've got your active listings up, where are they? Oh, I clicked the wrong link. What an idiot. I need help. Once you've got those up, you'll see that there's a checkbox next to each listing. And at the top of the column for the checkboxes, there's one that, if you check it, all of the boxes will be checked automatically, save you a lot of time. And then once you've checked all the boxes, right above there is a little button that says Edit. And if you click it, you can select either Edit Selected or Edit All 195. well, we selected them all. So you click edit either one, or all 195 for me, and then wait while they're processing. There's a little screen that'll pop up. And then once they're all processed, so once they're all there, then check the boxes again at the top of the page so everything is checked. And then go to edit fields. And you'll see there's an, if you click on the edit fields down-facing arrow, it opens up a whole list of options. One of them is for return policy. And you click that, and an overlay window will show. And you can change your, for all the selected listings, the number of days from 14 to 30 or to 60. Refund given, you can change who's going to pay for the shipping and whether you charge a restocking fee. And when you've made all those changes, then you just click save and close. We'll do that now. And follow the instructions from there, and that will edit all your listings in one fell swoop. Pretty cool, huh?
Way cool.
I thought so.
It's always just usually one little thing that you're missing.
Yeah.
When you can't find out how to do something like that. And we love to hear those kind of things here on eBay Radio at 888-RADIO-30. Questions, comments, tips, ideas. If you're going to Vegas, I want to know about it. And by the way, just so you know, we have, for our eBay Radio party and conference, every day we're putting people on the regular list. We're not even thinking of ourselves as really having a standby list right now, but we do. We have 34 people on it right now, and we're managing a few people each day.
Wow.
To be put over to the regular list. So if you go to ervegasstandby.com and put your name on that list, Betsy will be calling you soon to say, hey, do you still want this? You don't have to pay. When you go to erstandby.com, you don't have to pay for it until we call you and make sure that you want to go.
And verify, right.
And verify that you still want to go.
Trust and verify.
Exactly. So we're excited because some people that thought they weren't going to go are so excited. This one couple from India just got put on regular list. So, yeah, they're probably going to win our who came the, you know how we always give away gifts for whoever was the farthest away and the closest and all that. We give a gift, so they'll probably win that gift.
Be hard to top that.
It would be hard to top it.
You'd have to be like from Mars.
So we're going to have such a good time at our eBay Radio party and conference. And I spoke to somebody from Salt Lake City yesterday, Griff, and I'm going to be talking to you about it, but not over the air.
No. So, oh, it's okay.
Yeah, somebody wants to come to the event.
Oh, we like that.
And there's an idea, and I need to talk to you about that probably this afternoon.
All right.
To see if it's possible that you could become involved and make it happen.
Anything is possible. Well, most everything is possible. Sure, we'll talk about it later.
So our Vegas contingent...
The Vegas contingent,
has
yes.
gotten in on the conversation about the... 40 people inside each pod. It's called the High Roller. That's cute. It's called the High Roller, the Ferris wheel.
In the
seats up to 40 people inside each pod, and it's $24.95 in the daytime and $10 more at night. It's about a 30-minute round trip, and here's the deal. It's supposed to be the best view of Vegas in the entire desert.
Oh,
and okay. Even better than the one up on the needle that they have there. So that's the idea to go at night is to see all the beautiful things at night. But, of course, in the daytime, you'll be able to see further and see a little more. So it's $24.95 in the daytime, $10 more at night, 30-minute trip.
Okay, then. Sounds like a fun thing to do, doesn't it?
And people are talking about the fact that Vegas is not only the Strip, that there are families there and there are a lot of family-style things to
do. Well, of course, we know that.
So
we were just making a joke.
And Margaret, kitten with a whip. Yes, E-Betsy. Las Vegas is a great place, just a little warm for me. No, CJ. You stay inside, honey.
For the rest of your life.
Yeah, and when you want to go someplace, you get in an air-conditioned cab. You don't go outside. It just doesn't happen. Let me see. Anything else on our chat board that we can go with here?
Bye, birdie.
Da-da. What's a silly premise, but it was cute.
Well, but this is 60s.
I know, silly.
I mean, there was nothing was, you know, it was all sincere and there was no snark, no cynicism, no irony. It was before we all became so jaded.
And of course, right after that is when Alan Freed got in so much trouble.
Ooh, that bad Alan.
Mm-hmm. All about plugola and payola.
Yeah, no plugging.
He was the first one to really get it, you know.
Boy, I had a lot of listings to ship out yesterday. I made a lot of sales for one day.
How many?
I made 8 sales, but two of them were I had to combine them because they were to ship them. There was a woman who bought 3 shirts and a person who bought 2 pairs of shoes. And why, I was cooking with gas, I'll tell you what.
Doesn't it feel good, though?
It does, yes.
Especially after you finished.
Yes, especially after you're finished.
Kat from Lindenhurst, New York, known on eBay as Varoom1234, sent us a contact us email. Hi, this last caller, actually it was some callers ago, about the post office, reminded me of a promotion eBay had where if you offer same-day handling with a cutoff of 11 a.m. PST, well, that's 2 p.m. here in New York, so it's a bit hard to get that done. Does eBay ever plan on making that kind of offer to other time zones?
I don't know.
That's her question.
Everyone always asks me what we're planning to do.
Well, sometimes you know.
And then when I know, I can't tell you because then I'd have to kill myself. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 888-723-4630. Don't miss a moment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
How can you increase your profits without increasing sales? Simple. Source smarter. Let Genco Marketplace show you the hidden profit opportunity in retail returns and closeouts. We're America's largest wholesale liquidator, and every day we resell brand-name merchandise to online sellers for a fraction of wholesale. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's G-E-N-C-O Marketplace.com/eBay.
It's eBay Radio's 11th anniversary, and we're celebrating with a party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. The bad news is we're sold out. The good news is we have a standby list. Go to ervegasstandby.com. It's your chance to meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. We're adding new people every day. Don't wait. Sign up for standby now at ervegasstandby.com. That's ervegasstandby.com. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
If you made a list of all you could do to succeed as an online seller, building your brand should be at the top. Mylo Design is who eBay sellers look to create a professional and effective brand. Sally Mylo will work with you to brand your business. She'll work one-on-one with you to create your logo, store pages, listing templates, and profile to help you stand out from the crowd. Sally can help your design and brand reflect your business across various media with graphics for social media, your website, printed materials, and more. Her work's not done until you say it's done. As a longtime eBay seller and certified eBay stores designer, Sally stays current on eBay features and policies. Your brand is your shopper's impression of you, so make it outstanding. Contact Sally at MyloDesign.com. That's MyloDesign.com for all your branding and design needs.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place. Bubble Fast. They're family-owned and operated. And they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call. And if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. Bubble Fast are top-rated sellers and have been providing shipping supplies to the eBay community since 1999. BubbleFast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call BubbleFast now, toll-free, 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. BubbleFast for all of your shipping supplies.